Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
Valparaiso University is where all the wide-ranging things that define you come together. Valparaiso University puts your future into motion with focus and guidance in and out of the classroom. Because at Valpo, your full potential receives total commitment. It's in the mentorship of your faculty, the opportunities that stretch your strengths, and the community that wants you to be your best you. Learn more at valpo.edu.
Backed up drains are a major pain in the and plunging a backed up toilet just stinks. Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver was my solution. Green Gobbler's odorless liquid hair clog remover broke down the hair that was stuck in my bathroom drain, and it liquefied oils and soap scum too. Clearing a clog was never easier. No toxic fumes. Green Gobbler is safe to use and will not damage drains, pipes, and septic systems. Get Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver today. Available at Home Depot, Ace, True Value, Target, and Amazon.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to Nick Costos. You can join Nick, Danny Parkins, and Ross Tucker Saturday on The Score for the Bet Rivers You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff from 8 a.m. to noon. And Nick joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you and, of course, the great people of Chicago on this glorious Football Friday. What's going on?
Well, we're just recovering from watching the game last night and trying to figure out, what the heck's going on and what happened to the one of the great divisions in football years ago, I guess, to be honest about it. But I don't know what happened.
The 80s and 90s seemed like a long time ago. the Giants, the then Redskins and Cowboys were basically alternating Super Bowl championships. Last night was rough, man. And look, I don't hide it. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Giants fan. That was rough last night, man. It's just like one kick in the junk followed by the next, like a couple weeks ago with the Yankees and then last night the Giants. Man, it's just tough. But as we kind of handicap this division moving forward, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I really think I try to be objective. Like sometimes I get sucked into the fan experience. Not terribly often, but it does happen sometimes, if I'm being honest. I think the Giants might actually be the best team in this division. Like, they have the best defense. They're in every game that they've played. They played the Eagles in a couple weeks again here. I don't think it's crazy to think the Giants at 1-6 could potentially still win the NFC East, and I know we still have a game to come up on Sunday between Dallas and Washington. I have a pretty strong feel on that game as well.
Wow, that's quite a prediction, Nick. Interesting. So why can't the Bears get any respect? They're 5-1. They're going to L.A. You look at the line, it is what it is. Why is it what it is?
Well, I think, the offense stinks. Like, it's a fantasy football world that we live in, and no one on the offense really does anything except for Allen Robinson occasionally when they can throw the ball, 10 yards in his vicinity. So I think all of these factors are a quarterback change from Trubisky, obviously, to Nick Foles. I think all these things contribute to it. But, I said with you guys last week that we would be saying this week that the Bears are the worst 5-1 team in NFL history. Like, I loved the Bears last week against the Panthers. They were able to get the job done for us. So we are kind of able, I feel like, to profit – based on the disrespect in the market shown by fans and also by sports bettors, quite honestly, to the Chicago Bears. So I'm looking at the game coming up on Monday night, and obviously there's a lot still to come out in this game in terms of injury reports, etc. We won't have that fully until Saturday with a Monday night game, but I'm going to bet the Bears on Monday night, guys. I'm going to bet the Bears getting the points, getting the 6 points here. I love their defense in this matchup against Jared Goff and the Rams offense. And I think Foles can do some stuff here against this Rams defense. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout or that the Bears are even going to win the game outright, but they're getting 6 points right now at Bet Rivers. I like the Bears on Monday night to cover that spread.
That's interesting. I think it's covering the spread is one thing. I think it's two different conversations. But I'm with you. I think that they should be significantly better than maybe expected. I worry about Aaron Donald in the position he's in, given the fact that he did not have a great game. And when a guy that good is coming off something that he regrets, it's always problematic.
No, there's no doubt about it. But here's the one thing that I would say that I think Bears fans need to feel good about. And Bears fans obviously know this, but maybe not to the degree that it's actually true. Like, it's like if you play fantasy football, I go through this exercise every week, right? Like, I had the Buccaneers in a bunch of leagues, and then the Bucs go on the bye, or the rough matchup last week against Green Bay. So I dropped the Bucs defense, which I shouldn't have done. And you're looking at other defenses, right? And it's like, how many of these defenses are actually good that on like a weekly basis you'd be comfortable playing in fantasy football? And I'm just using that example because I think it's something everyone can relate to. There aren't that many difference-making units defensively in the National Football League in 2020. And I think the Chicago Bears are absolutely one of them. Does that mean the Bears can win the Super Bowl? I think probably not. I think this team's got some major issues that'll hold it back from like that ultimate goal. But this is a playoff team, man. Like, no matter how bad the offense is, you can count on that defense week in and week out showing up, and I think we'll see it travel to L.A. on Monday night.
So what else do you like this weekend, Nick? You look at the Jets. That's a big number, but it's still the Jets.
If it's Sam Darnold, I in all seriousness, may give the Jets a look, but I think it's expected to be right now Joe Flacco. I'll give the same advice on that game that I give every other week with the Jets. If you like the Jets, just bet the under. Like, they're not going to be able to score points, so, like, don't put yourself through the torture of betting on Joe Flacco and Adam Gase for 3 hours on a Sunday. Just go under 45. Like, that would be my suggestion. Otherwise, lay it with the Bills and don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about watching the game.
Who do you like? Who's your best pick here?
All right, so let's get through a couple of them here. I want to go to the NFC North, but the Detroit Lions on the road in Atlanta visiting the Falcons. So I did get this at 3 on Monday, and shameless self-promotion here. We do a segment on Mondays on You Better You Bet, the games that we're already betting for the week to come. So we bet the Lions plus 3. That number is now 2 over at Bet Rivers. But if you miss the 3, I'm still okay with betting the Lions plus 2 because I think Detroit's going to go into Atlanta and win the game. I think the Lions are the better team, and I don't want people to get sucked into what we saw the Falcons do last week against the Vikings, who are so bad that they literally waved the white flag on their season yesterday by trading Yannick Ngakoue to the Ravens. So let's go with the Detroit Lions on the road in Atlanta. How about the Carolina Panthers, guys, catching 7.5 on the road in New Orleans? Saints coming off their bye, but Michael Thomas may not play in this game. You know, he's got the high ankle sprain. Now he's dealing with the hamstring. Practiced in a limited fashion on Wednesday and then not at all yesterday. That's a really bad sign for Michael Thomas, and the Saints defense has not been good this season. Like, and I'm not convinced that, you know, a bye week off is going to, you know, be the tonic to cure their L's. So I'm getting over a touchdown here. Give me the Carolina Panthers catching 7.5 on the road in New Orleans. Sunday night game, if I can get anything above a field goal with the home team, the Arizona Cardinals, we know this was going to be the Bucks Raiders game, and then, you know, the Raiders' whole offensive line wants to get the coronavirus. You know, not great. And hopefully they're all healthy, obviously, but we don't know if that game's going to be played. So I like Kyler Murray and the Cardinals catching 3.5 as a home underdog against the Seattle Seahawks. And here's like a close-your-nose special. The Chargers are 7.5-point favorites at home over the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are terrible. I think Gardner Minshew stinks. I know social media loves him because, like, oh, he's got a mustache. That's so funny. Or it's not funny at all. It's just like a stupid mustache on a quarterback that's not very good. So this is not a bet on the Jaguars here. It's a bet against Anthony Lynn. What do we see Anthony Lynn do as a head coach in the NFL? He, like, wants to coach in close games. Like, that's what he prefers to do. Like, he likes when the games are closer, which is bizarre, obviously, but then you look at the numbers and they play out. When the Chargers are big underdogs, you can bet on the Chargers. When the Chargers are big favorites, you can bet against the Chargers here. So it's not a bet on the Jaguars. We will take the 7.5 with Jacksonville on the road at the Chargers as a bet against Anthony Lynn.
Any World Series advice?
I like the Rays. You know, I bet the Rays before the series, had them in game one, that was a loser. Had them in game two, that was a winner. I still think that there's value with Tampa, and I get why the Dodgers are the betting favorite here, obviously, the star-studded roster in the bigger market, but I think the Rays may have definitely have a better bullpen, may have the better starting rotation, assuming, we'll see what Walker Buehler does tonight here, but interesting pitching matchup in tonight's game with Buehler going for the Dodgers. You know, we haven't seen Buehler pitch that well this postseason, more to do with the blisters, I think, than anything else, and all we're talking about Buehler's with the tight pants from the NLCS, like, which is not good when you want your number one starter to go out there and pitch well, so we're not talking about his pants. And old Dodgers nemesis Charlie Morton starting tonight for Tampa. We remember back in 2017 when the lying, cheating, fraudulent Houston Astros cheated to win the World Series. It is worth noting, Charlie Morton was one of their pitchers and pitched well in that World Series, specifically against the Dodgers. So we're actually seeing money start to trickle in on Tampa. Rays opened, Dodgers opened like minus 150. Over at Bet Rivers, Dodgers currently sitting around minus 145. So I like Tampa in tonight's game. I think there's value with Tampa to win this game tonight, and I do think there's value in Tampa to win the World Series. That doesn't mean Tampa's going to win, obviously, but I can tell you guys that a lot of the sharp bettors that we deal with on You Better You Bet did bet the Rays prior to the series starting.
Nick, you know, the Big Ten, it jumps in tonight is the first game, and I would imagine it takes a little bit of time to figure out who these teams are, especially under these circumstances. How long does that take, and when do you jump in?
Well, the two answers are different, my man. I think, you know, like, it may take a week or two to figure out, but I don't want to sit on the sidelines, man. I'm excited for Big Ten football, so I'm jumping right in. I can run through a couple games that I like very quickly here. So the Friday night game tonight, Illinois on the road at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's nearly a 20-point favorite here. I like Illinois. I don't think Illinois can pull the upset, and I think Wisconsin's smarting from the outright loss last year at Illinois. But with Peters back at Illinois, there's continuity there. Wisconsin starting Mertz, like the redshirt freshman quarterback who's very, very highly heralded, but like, it's a big spot here. You know, it's like first game of the season and like at the end of October here. So I'm going to go ahead and say Wisconsin better over the balance of the season, but I think Illinois can keep this game close tonight. So I will take the Fighting Illini tonight, catching the 20 over at the Bet River Sportsbook. When we turn the page to tomorrow, Saturday night, this is going to be fun in primetime. Michigan visiting Minnesota. Michigan, a 3.5-point favorite right now at Bet Rivers, and Michigan starting a new quarterback here in Joe Milton, and I think a lot of people expect Milton to be awesome, but that's a lot of turnover on offense there for Michigan. New offensive linemen, new wide receivers, and Minnesota's got continuity with Tanner Morgan, the quarterback, and then a first-round pick in the NFL draft, wide receiver Rashad Bateman, and a really good coach in PJ Fleck. So I want to take the points with Minnesota, but more importantly, guys, the pick I really like in that game, give me the first half under and the full game under 54, Minnesota and Michigan. I think it's going to take Michigan's offense a little while to get going, less the commentary on the players and more just like the situation and the circumstances. And while Minnesota's got those big name players on offense, we know that Jim Harbaugh defenses are always good. So give me the under coming up tomorrow night in Michigan and Minnesota.
Good stuff, Nick.
Love it. Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you and all the great listeners in Chicago minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
That's Nick Costos. He's the host of You Better You Bet on Radio.com Sports and the countdown to kickoff that you can hear 8 a.m. Sunday here on The Score. All right. Dan Bernstein is out today, but that gives us an opportunity to talk to Matt Spiegel. So we'll bring in Matt next, and we'll get a chance to chat with him. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 at The Score.
The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Mike Emmerich, hello.
Daniel, what do you say?
It's bittersweet for those of us who've enjoyed your work for so long. Wishing you nothing but the best. Why now?
Here, I've had all of these seasons that have passed, and I'm still health-wise okay. As a time in my life when my wife and I are both okay, this was time.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
Life is complicated, folks. Sometimes the world makes a lot of background noise, and all you really want to do is enjoy the peacefulness of the backyard with friends and family. Solo Stove fire pits are the simplest, fastest, and safest way to relax around a crackling fire without all the smoke the other fire pits make. With a Solo Stove, it's never been easier to gather around the fire and take it easy. So take it from me. I use mine all the time. Even bought some for the guys right here on the show. Visit SoloStove.com to find hundreds of five-star reviews and see just how simple relaxing can be.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
As the key ingredient for everything from stir-fries and satays to spaghetti sauces and stroganoffs, chicken truly is an international favorite. Now, your local Jewel Osco is taking it to the next level with their all-new, all-natural, O-Organics chicken. It's humanely raised on the free range, and this vegetarian-fed chicken adds a special flair to any food affair. Whether it's an exotic Asian dish or a savory American-style stew, try O-Organics chicken with any recipe. It's all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's David Wexler, formerly with the Little Guys, now with EOC Audio. Established in 2007, EOC is Chicagoland's trusted leader in home audio, video, automation, networks, and home theaters. Today, I want to talk about something that almost everyone is relying on more than ever, and that's your home network. In today's world, with everyone being at home, life has created a demand on your home network like never before. With you working and the kids learning at home, gaming and streaming Netflix, you just can't get by with boosters and Band-Aids. At EOC Audio, we'll plan and expertly install the most robust networks possible to properly manage the flow of all of your audio and visual data needs. A real network, router, switch, wireless access points, all set up properly so it is secure and maximizes the speed available. That means no more drop Zoom meetings, movies that don't buffer, and families that don't fight, at least over their network. Imagine great Wi-Fi throughout the house. Check us out at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com, or give us a call 630-386-6266.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
MC Squared Energy Services, a Chicago-based company, can help with two things you've always wanted to do but didn't know how. MC Squared Energy can reduce your energy costs and support new solar development. The best part is that you won't need to have any solar panels on your roof. MC Squared has a new program called Community Solar. It gives you all the benefits without the hassle. MC Squared Energy, where energy comes from.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's already October and the leaves are falling. If you're still thinking about that perfect home, it's not too late. And with mortgage interest rates in the twos, you have so much more buying power. At the Home Loan Expert office, we can get you pre-approved and locked in the same day and have you closed in 30 days or less. Enjoy the holidays in your new home and get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports, the North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most